What you're about to listen to was originally broadcast on 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia. For details, go to the website 98five.com.
Song that takes us back to 1980. You haul the notes there. Kiss on my list. You are on 98.5. This is Weekdays with Mike. Good morning on this Tuesday morning. We're back after the very strange long weekend we had, but we're getting back to normal. Good to have your company. Lines are open. Get in touch anytime. 0429 985 985. Or you can always give us a call. 9313 0985 as well. And joining me on the line this morning, normally would be in the studio, but up until this Friday, we do need to do the right thing. And good morning to our naturopath, Mel. Good morning.
Hi, Mike. How you going?
I'm going well. This is all a bit different. We can hear you, but we cannot see you.
Cannot see your lovely face this morning.
Oh, thanks, Mel. And we can't see your amazing little daughter as well that normally comes into the studio.
Exactly. So it's all peace here. Now, so isn't that great?
It is. Now, Mel, is your daughter, your one-year-old Jasmine, is she asleep? Is she having a little snooze while we're talking?
No, she's watching Sesame Street, so it's TV parenting.
I love it.
it's really educational.
That's great. It looks like she'll keep amused. Now, good to talk to you again. Now, today we're going to be talking about this thing called collagen.
Yes, and look, collagen has been a sort of the buzzword. People have been wanting collagen supplements for quite a few years now. Mm-hmm. And so I thought I'd just give a bit of context around that as to why we need collagen, because it's not just the anti-aging, you know, beauty side of things. So if you think of skin elasticity and that aging process, that's all around our body. So that includes like recovery from an injury that involves collagen production. Joint pain, collagen is needed around the joints. Bone density, we need collagen for bone density, and think of it as our structure for the whole body, our skeletal system. And it's not really present in the lean cuts of meat that we're eating, because we're sort of going towards that healthier style of eating meat without all the bones and bits and pieces may have done, you know, hundreds of years ago. So, look, collagen is really widely used in a supplement form, but I thought today I can tell you a few tips to what to look for with a supplement and how to make it, what the body can use to make it naturally, because obviously that's what happens. And collagen is derived from the bones of meat. And so if you're a vegan or vegetarian out there, you'll be saying, hang on, what about me? What are my options?
Yeah, okay. Well, Mel, we'll take a break. We'll come back and talk some more. If you have got a question for Mel this morning, she's on the phone with us, normally would be in the studio, you can text in 0429 985 985. Back after Micah Taylor. Weekdays with Mike. That was Micah Taylor and you today. And joining me on the line this morning is our naturopath, Mel. Mel, we are talking about collagen. You just briefly explained it has so many different benefits for our body.
Yes, it does. And just to reiterate, you know, collagen is the protein, really, that's providing structure to much of our bodies. So that's bones, skin, tendons, teeth, ligaments, and that's why it's so important. And people will often say, you know, I just want to take a collagen supplement, and that's fantastic. That's going to have a lot of benefits for the body. And I would be looking for a grass-fed form, because you're thinking it's coming from the bones, usually bovine form. And you want to know the source of that. So it is going to be a little bit more expensive because you're paying for a premium product and you don't want the animal to have had a lot of hormones, a very stressful life, because that's impacting the nutrients there, which you're going to put into your body. And there are benefits even for things like osteoarthritis, gelatin as well, because that helps to provide symptomatic relief of osteoarthritis, and there's some good studies around that. Usually the results sort of take about 8 to 12 weeks to start getting some benefits there with things like joint stiffness, pain, you know, increased movement there. So that can be used alongside products like glucosamine and fish oils and those common anti-inflammatories. So I would say it is beneficial really for anyone, and it doesn't seem to interact with medications, which is important too. If you consider people recovering from surgery, scar healing, wound healing, it can have great benefits as well.
Mel, is it generally would come in a powder form, is that right? Or do you get it in another, say, powder?
Yeah, powder form. Now, for people who don't want to have the bovine sauce, you can get a fish sauce, and I'll, you know, tell you where it comes from. It comes from the fish scales. So, again, you need to be comfortable with that if you're a vegan, for example. But that's a different type of collagen. The best form which is taken up easily by the body and that is most similar to human collagen would be a bovine source, and we want to find Australian or New Zealand grass-fed products.
Very good. Yeah. Mel, we'll take a break. We'll come back and talk some more. We've got some questions coming through. Look, if it's going to help with anti-aging, I'm in. I'm in. I'm gonna have it breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Yeah, we all are.
That's right. We'll take a break. We've got some questions coming through. My guest on the line this morning is our naturopath, Mel. If you've got a health-related question, you can text in right now, 0429 985 985. Back after this one. This is Weekdays with Mike. Good morning and welcome to Tuesday. Happy day is going well. And with me on the line is our naturopath, Mel. We have been talking about collagen. Mel, I've got a question for you that's come through from Vicky. Good morning, Vicky. Vicky is asking, can you please suggest some beneficial whole foods that promote healing for patients to use post-surgery? What are your thoughts on that?
Yes. Hi, Vicky. Thanks for your question. So I would be saying in the recovery, you always want to be getting protein because that's going to repair the body. That's the building blocks, and things like your legumes, lean meat. You can use a protein powder, something like a Clean Whey or a pea protein. Always look at the ingredients. You don't want it to be filled with sugar, lactose and you know, other sort of bad filler ingredients.
Yeah.
Bone broth, grass-fed bone broth. You don't have to make it yourself. You can buy it in a jar or a powder from a health food store because that's going to have high levels of the gelatin, which is going to be helping that recovery, again, for its anti-inflammatory and repair for bones and joints as well. And then looking at anti-inflammatory foods, so your good oils, the good omegas, chia seeds, flax seeds, small quantities of nuts, you know, like a small handful. You don't want to have too much of that. And looking for foods containing zinc. So again, you know, the seeds and nuts, vitamin C, citrus, strawberries, kiwi fruit, capsicum, or a vitamin C, zinc and vitamin D powder would be really good because it's a time when you need that therapeutic dose. And it's going to be helping your immune system recover, protect your body after, you know, after surgery when there is inflammation and general wound healing and recovery really there. So another thing to consider just in general after surgery is to make sure you're getting adequate hydration, and that's lubricating, you know, your joints. You get quite achy when you're dehydrated, and coming out of surgery, you want to have a lot of fibre and hydration to move things through your body. You don't want to be constipated if you've been on pain medications. So keep that in mind too. But whole foods are going to be your fuel. That's what's healing the body, the branched chain amino acids, and thinking that everything you eat is part of your fuel and part of your recovery and part of your healing, no matter what's happening in your body. So that's why there is such an important focus, really, on whole foods.
Very good, Mel. Thank you for that. And thank you, Vicky, for your question. Mel, we'll take a break. We'll come back and wrap things up. If you've got a question for Mel, a health-related question, yeah, you better be quick. Text in right now, 0429 985 985. On 98.5, this is Weekdays with Mike. We've got our naturopath on the line this morning, Mel. Just to finish off, Mel, we are running out of time, but we've got a text message from Jackie. Thank you, Jackie. Good morning. Hope your day is going well. Jackie is asking, any advice on cutting out sugar, says Jackie. What are your thoughts and suggestions, maybe for those starting off for the first time, Mel?
Yes. Okay. Hi, Jackie. So one thing you can do is switching to have more protein in each meal and snack, because the protein is going to help stabilise the blood sugar levels in your body. It keeps you fuller for longer, and it helps create sort of a nice curve of energy rather than a spike that a high glycemic index food can do. And when we're talking about sugars, it's not just, you know, the white sugar in a sweet, like a candy.
Yeah.
It's sugars from the simple carbohydrates, so white bread, white rice as well. And having protein is going to be the best way to help stabilise your blood sugar levels. And just think of it as swapping out foods. So perhaps, you know, look at the, if you're drinking some soda drinks each day, swap that to a soda water, and maybe add a little bit of lemon or lime or some, just a small amount of juice in there, so it's a gradual change for you. Because when we make changes in a gradual way on a daily basis, that's when good habits are formed and it's going to be more sustainable. And from a supplement perspective, magnesium is so essential, and it helps regulate blood sugar, blood glucose levels. And just from on a tangent, people who have low levels of magnesium can have issues with insulin resistance, and especially for type 2 diabetes. So just keep that in mind for anyone listening. Type 2 diabetes, have a look at incorporating a magnesium supplement.
Well done, Mel. Thank you very much for being on the phone today. We are out of time. We've got some more messages coming through. Thank you for all of your text messages. We've got a message from Sally from Willerton is asking about osteoarthritis. Can we tackle that next time you're in? We'll save that one, and we'll kick off with Sally's question from Willerton next time you're in.
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
Awesome, Mel. Thank you for coming on the line this morning.
Thank you so much.
You've been listening to our naturopath, Mel. We started talking about collagen, and then we got to all of your questions. Sorry we couldn't get to all of those this morning, but we shall tackle them next time. You are on 98.5. This is Weekdays with Mike. Stick around, because after 11, you've got a chance to go in the draw to win a pretty good prize for Mother's Day.
For more details on this and other programs, contact 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia, or visit the website 98five.com.